Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go, go, go.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to HCS Media Network's brand new podcast. We call this Central Region Now, an opportunity to get you updated right here, right now on everything going on in sports and whatever else is fun to talk about here in the Metro Richmond area. From HCS Media Network, the home of sports, family, and life in RVA. Rob Witham along with you this day. Thank you so much for being with us and for downloading us and letting us take you along for the ride. Maybe you've got us in the car with you and you're commuting either to or from work or to and from school. That's one of the great ways to listen to the podcast, maybe while you're enjoying your lunch break, maybe listening to it after a day of school, or maybe listening to it before you tackle that homework in the evening, between classes at the university. Whatever the case may be, we're glad you're with us here on Central Region Now. We've got a whole lot to talk about, a few major things going on. Of course, this is such a busy, busy sports weekend overall. You've got the National Football League underway. As we record our podcast, we're just hours away from kickoff between the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers up in Seattle. And then, of course, a ton of games on Sunday, a doubleheader on Monday. Everybody excited about getting their fantasy football seasons underway. I'm looking forward to see if I can defend my championship over at our Hanover Sports Fantasy Football League at NFL.com. And if any of my comrades in that league are listening, good luck to you this season. Really looking forward to having fun over the next 14, 15, 16 weeks doing that as well. College football kicked into high gear last week. It used to be that this was the big weekend for college football, but they've pushed it back over the last several years, and now pretty much everybody gets started before Labor Day. And, of course, some big action this weekend with Richmond going up to Charlottesville to take on a UVA team that has to feel better about itself after the performance they put in, albeit in a loss to UCLA, which was one of the teams that had been talked about before the season started as a possible national championship contender, and a team that destroyed Virginia Tech in the Sun Bowl to end the 2013 season. So there should be reasons for optimism, with the Cavalier fans around. Virginia Tech, after taking care of William & Mary in their opener, they have a much tougher task. They got to go up to Ohio State, play in front of 100,000 people, and take a look at Hermitage middle linebacker graduate Curtis Grant. Curtis, now a senior at Ohio State, quarterback in that defense from the middle linebacker's position. And boy, it's one of the things that's really enhanced our college football experience here in recent years is to be able to go to a game or watch a game involving a state school and sometimes even further than that. And you can almost be guaranteed that somebody from the central region is going to pop up on your television screen. I mean, last week I was watching, flipping back and forth between Curtis Grant and Ohio State against Navy. I'd check out Derek Green, the Hermitage running back grad from a couple of years back. Now it's sophomore at Michigan. And that doesn't even begin to talk about flipping over to the UVA game and watching, you know, most of the secondary from the central region, including Ant Harris from LC Bird, who's going to be one of the best defensive secondary players in the nation this year in college football. Donovan Dowling, the freshman wide receiver from Verina, who had such a great year last year for the Blue Devils, having some catches there in that game. Even down to the next level of play, VMI, Dane Fourlines from Godwin, now a sophomore, had a very good game against Bucknell in a loss, in a high-powered loss, 41-38, I believe, the final score. Dane had four receptions, 44 yards, and a touchdown. Chad Jacob, the Atlee graduate who's now a sophomore, got some of his first action for VMI in that game, and of course several Richmond Spiders with Central Region ties too. So lots of fun to get a chance to keep in touch with the people that we follow on Friday nights during the fall as they move on to the next level. And of course the Division III season kicks into high gear this Saturday. Every ODAC team starts their season. Of course, our focus is Randolph-Macon, and the Yellow Jackets begin the 2014 season with a tough one. They're going up to Baltimore to take on the number 14 ranked team in Division III entering the regular season, and that is Johns Hopkins. They went 10-0, won their conference last year, lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament, so they're going to come back wanting to do that and more. They're going to want to run the table, win their conference, head to the tournament, and make some damage this year. In the ODAC, Randolph-Macon, who do they have to worry about? Of course, their arch rival Hamden-Sydney, who is the pick to win the conference. They were the preseason pick by the coaches in the ODAC. Randolph-Macon got one of the eight first-place votes and is number two right behind Hamden-Sydney. And, of course, you remember last year's Classic at Day Field, where, unfortunately, some timely errors near the end of the game cost Randolph-Macon a shot at the ODAC title, the NCAA tournament, and, of course, hanging on to the game trophy, which now rests in Farmville. That doesn't make anybody in Ashland happy. Encircled the date November 15th on your calendar for the return match of the game, Jackets versus Tigers, and there'll be a lot of Central Region players there as well. Had a chance to sit down and talk with Coach Pedro Arruza about the Randolph-Macon 2014 upcoming season. He's very optimistic in many areas of his team. There's some areas of concern, and one thing I like about Coach Pedro is that Coach does not pull any strings. He'll tell you, you know, sometimes it's off the record, so we can't talk about it here in media, and certainly that's the privilege that we have in that situation. But he doesn't hold back. He doesn't pull punches. He talks about his team in truth, what he expects, what he demands, and what he's looking for, and that is to turn young men into fantastic young men who are ready to be fantastic citizens for the remainder of their lives as workers, as community leaders, as husbands, as fathers, later as grandfathers. That's his number one goal. Winning is great, but to get those young men ready to be who they should be, to continue to perpetuate the American society, is his number one goal. And it's always a pleasure to sit down and talk to Coach Arruza. And we've got the Randolph-Macon preview, the only place you're going to find an extensive printed preview of Randolph-Macon football before their Saturday opener, is in the new edition of the Hanover Herald Progress. It just went out today. If you subscribe, it's in your mailbox. If you don't subscribe, it's available at all area stores in Hanover County. Martin's, Wawa, Food Lion. You can go to Walmart. You can check out, of course, the friendly yellow boxes that accept quarters all across the county. And my plea to you would be to subscribe to the Herald Progress. Get it delivered to your mailbox every Thursday. We promise you the most comprehensive coverage of high school sports in Hanover County. HanoverCountySports.net, HCS Media Network, working in tandem every week with the Herald Progress, getting us a chance to write in-depth stories about the teams, the players, the action. And certainly at this time of year, the previews. Not only the Randolph-Macon preview in the Herald Progress this week, but the new edition also has our previews of Patrick Henry football and Lee Davis football, as both teams go into the season with brand new head coaches. So make sure you give my buddies over at the Herald Progress a call, 798-9031. Grab a subscription to that. It'll cost you, maybe four lattes. Maybe five, depending upon how great you want your latte to be, for a year's worth, 52 weeks worth of the best coverage in sports that you're going to find for Hanover County. So it's been great to work with the Herald Progress, be the sports writer there for the last almost 3 years now. And we continue to dovetail our work there with, of course, what we do online here on HCS Media Network, on Twitter in that county, at Hanover Sports, and, of course, at HanoverCountySports.net. But, of course, HCS is more than just Hanover. It's where we started, but it's much more than that. As we get set to start the regular season for high school in complete and full this weekend, we got you covered on Twitter on all three suburban Richmond counties, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, and at Seafield Sports, the letter C, Field Sports for Chesterfield. And, of course, coverage continues on all three of our websites, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and HanoverCountySports.net. Well, one thing we like to do here on our podcast, Central Region Now, is we like to talk about everything going on in the area. And if we've mentioned football, we've mentioned college, talked a bit about Randolph-Macon for our Hanover listeners. You know, NASCAR's coming into town this weekend. Nationwide race on Friday night, soon to be called the Xfinity Series. If you did not hear the news, the contract with Nationwide Insurance runs out after this season. So the second level of NASCAR racing, which normally takes place the day before the big Sprint Cup race, has been known as the Nationwide Series for quite some time. It will be changing its name to the Xfinity Series, effective 2015. That race is on Friday night. We don't cover that race simply because we're on the air with high school football and all over the area getting you scores and updates on Twitter and whatnot. But Saturday night, we are at Richmond International Raceway covering the Sprint Cup race, which, of course, is a huge race in the schedule because the Richmond race in the fall is the last one before the Chase Field is set for the playoffs, the NASCAR Chase to the Sprint Cup Championship. Then put on top of all of that, the return last week of Tony Stewart to active racing after that horrific accident back in early August. Then on top of that, add the chance that we could have some severe weather in the area on Saturday, as it looks right now, and Saturday night could be a very interesting evening at RIR. Our Twitter feed, at Henrico Sports, will be covering that extensively, so if you want to follow lap by lap what's going on at the NASCAR race in Richmond, fallout in the pits, post-race interviews and information as the Chase race field is set, then follow us on Twitter at Henrico Sports on Saturday night, the racetrack, of course, in Henrico County. And that's why Henrico Sports is there to cover it for you. But for our intents and purposes, the biggest thing we want to talk about here in the next 10 minutes, final 10 minutes of our podcast today, we try to keep our podcast around 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer if we get an interview segment in, because we want to be in and out. We want to be very informational, very quick about it, get you everything that you need to know, but we don't want to waste your time. And this very quick social media age, people's time frames and their consciousness, they're thinking about things, and, you know, you flip from one channel to the other without even knowing it, flip back, forth. So we want to keep you for as long as we can, but we don't want to keep you longer than you're interested. And so let's talk about what's coming up here, week number one of the official VHSL schedule of 10. Of course, in our area, we've lovingly started to refer to Labor Day week games prior to the holiday week as week zero. Even though if you look at the VHSL schedule, there are 11 weeks in the box. But this is full week one of the 2014 high school season. First of all, we will be kicking off our 13th season of high school football coverage on WHAN Radio, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and, of course, on the Internet at HanoverCountySports.net through HCS Media Network. We're going to be live at Hanover High School coming up tomorrow night as we record this now. This is now Thursday that we're recording our podcast and sending it out to you. It'll be Patrick Henry and Brian Davis, the brand-new head coach who took Topsail North Carolina down near Wilmington, turned them around, gave them their first-ever playoff berth a few years back. His father, longtime head coach at Ferrum College, so he has Virginia ties, and he has a history of turning programs around, and Patrick Henry is looking for their first winning season since 2008. And, of course, since that time, Atlee has risen to be one of the powers in the area. Hanover has won three regional championships, and Lee Davis has made the playoffs two of the last 3 years. So the only team in the county of Hanover not to get it done on the football field in these last several years has been Patrick Henry. And, of course, Patrick Henry dominated the county football scene for a quarter century from Ray Long's arrival in the fall of 1982. Until that final winning season in 2008, he retired after the 2009 season. So Brian Davis looking to turn around the Patriots. They will head over to Hanover to take on the Hawks. It'll be Clayton Cheatham, the sophomore and the younger brother of Dean Cheatham, now at James Madison, former Hanover standout running back, will be taking over under center. Hanover, of course, as you know, several months ago lost a standout athlete, two-sport athlete, Jalen Elliott, as he transferred to LC Byrd. Elliott has been installed as the new quarterback for the defending state champions down in Chester. It'll be interesting to see how that fares, and we wish Jalen the best of luck there. We'll talk about his game coming up in a second. But Clayton Cheatham steps in at quarterback for Hanover. They've got several good returning players coming. They look good at their scrimmage a couple of weeks ago. And Hanover certainly can be another threat to get into the playoffs and do some damage. They got in with a 500 record last year. They were able to get a win in the playoffs on the road before they fell at Power Lake Taylor to end the season in the 4A South second round. So 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Patrick Henry at Hanover live right here on HCS Media Network at HanoverCountySports.net. And in the Richmond area, you can listen live on 102.9 FM, That's 102.9 FM. And a special note, beginning tomorrow night, we will have a brand new segment on our pregame show. Every Friday night, we'll be joined by Mark Davis of NBC 12 for the On the Sidelines preview. We'll take a look at our game of the week, NBC 12's game of the week, and go through the rest of the high school football schedule. That's every Friday night during the pregame show on the game of the week. Glad to partner again with NBC 12 again this year. Our latest top 10 poll is out. Let me quickly run it through you in case you haven't seen it online or on NBC 12 during the 6 and 11 p.m. sports segments with Mark. Number 10 this week, Thomas Dale, who lost a heartbreaker to Cosby 16-15 in their opener last Thursday in a game he heard here on HCS Media Network. Cosby enters our poll at number 9 this week because of that win. Moving up a notch to number 8 is Goochland with a win over Essex last week. Moving also up one notch to number 7, Douglas Freeman. They were big winners last week over Midlothian. Moving up also to number 6, Manchester with a big win over Metoica, and they've got a big matchup coming up here this week we'll talk about in the second. Top 5 remains the same. Verina number 5 after beating Mountain View. Highland Springs is number 4 after their opening Friday night win last week. Hermitage holds on to number 3 after the miracle win over Meadowbrook last Friday night that you also heard here live on HCS Media Network. Attlee remains at number 2, getting ready for their opener against Deep Run, and the number 1 team, of course, the defending state champions, LC Byrd. And let's start there as they will go to their arch rival, number 10, Thomas Dale, for the Battle of Chester. Thomas Dale has not beaten LC Byrd in the regular season since the mid-2000s. And, of course, they've sat and watched LC Byrd win the last two state championships. So, you know, none of that sits well with the Knights. They are ready, Darvin Taylor and company, to try to do some damage, try to pull off the upset, and try to end this 29-game LC Byrd winning streak. The Skyhawks, on the other hand, look to be reloaded and ready for bear and ready for another deep playoff run, trying to make it 3 state titles in a row for head coach David Bedwell. To do it, they'll have to start with a win on the road against a team that, if they put things together, can give them a game. But if Thomas Dale played the way they played a good part of the game last Thursday night against Cosby, it could be a long night for the Knights. So it's LC Byrd and Thomas Dale. And, of course, the games across the river in Chesterfield have 7:30 kickoff time. Some other top matchups this week that we'll be following for you and sending you score updates on Twitter all evening long on Friday night. Meadowbrook coming off the heartbreaking loss, the disastrous loss at Hermitage last Friday night, a game where they had the ball up by 3 points with 54 seconds to go. Hermitage had all 3 of their timeouts. All Meadowbrook had to do was run the football, make them burn their timeouts, earn a first down, and they win the game. Instead, for whatever reason, they went into victory formation all 3 downs instead, which guaranteed that Hermitage could call their timeouts and get the ball back. They did, and with 4 seconds to go, Rashad Robinson ran 18 yards in a play that ended up being, you know, win or bust. The pocket collapsed. He took off up the middle of the field. Hermitage out of timeouts. If the Monarchs tackle him before he gets to the goal line, Hermitage doesn't have enough time to run up to the line of scrimmage and spike the ball. The game would have been over at that point, but instead, Robinson was able to break a couple of tackles, dive toward, and break the plane of the end zone, broke that goal line, and Hermitage won the improbable opener 25-21. The final score. Hermitage had not lost an opener since 2000 to Lee Davis, and so the string now of consecutive wins in season openers for Hermitage is at 14. Well, Meadowbrook now has to erase all that disappointment, all that angst, all that second guessing, because they got to go to Manchester, who destroyed Metoica in their opener last week, 43-7. Manchester is again for real this year. I saw them in a scrimmage against Attlee a couple of weeks ago play very well. Looking forward to hearing updates from this game, Meadowbrook at Manchester tomorrow evening. Another very intriguing matchup, pits of teams that played each other last year and went to triple overtime in a regular season thriller. And it ended up being kind of the coming out party for Douglas Freeman, who a week or two later beat Attlee, and then they were on their way to their best season in 35 years. But they've got to have James River in for the rematch. James River destroyed Deep Run 48-10 last week, and James River's got the best quarterback that nobody's talking about in the area, maybe even in the state of Virginia, in Quintrell Chung. And new offensive coordinator Francel Smith coming over from Glen Allen knows exactly how to use a speedy, shifty, powerful running back like Chung. And that's going to be a great matchup. It is the opener for the home opener for Freeman. James River having to go on the road for the first time. Both teams 1-0. It's James River at number 7, Douglas Freeman, on Friday night. Looking forward to getting updates and getting them to you on Twitter. Meadowbrook, of course, not in our top 10. Manchester, by the way, forgot to mention, is number 6. Other games on Friday night. Let's run them down real quick before we say goodbye on our podcast today. Atlee finally gets on the field with all the changes, graduations, the transfer in of Ricky DeBerry from St. Christopher's, one of the top outside linebacking prospects in America. Not knowing who they're going to start at quarterback. Could it be Malik White from Henrico? Could it be the transfer Rashard Harris from Caroline? We'll all find out this Friday night when they go to Deep Run to take on the Wildcats. And after the Wildcats' 38-point loss to James River last Friday in their opener, early on, things do not look good for David Davis and company over in Twin Hickory. Number 4-ranked Highland Springs Springers on the road. They take on Brook Point to try to go to 2-0. And kudos to Jawan Carter, their young quarterback who had his first start after DJ Johnson's graduation, performed well in their win last week. Goochland, our number 8 team in our NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll, has Fork Union Military Academy coming in on Friday night, and that's at Goochland. We mentioned Cosby a moment ago. They're number 9. They beat Thomas Dale last week by 1, coming back from a 10-point deficit. They're going to get Metoaka in for a home game on Friday night. Metoaka 0-1 after losing big to Manchester in their opener. One of the biggest rivalries you don't hear much about in the area right now is in the near west end of Richmond, right off of Staples Mill in Parham, as on Friday night, J.R. Tucker will go to Glen Allen. These two teams do not like each other. It is a short but storied history between these two schools, and quickly the Jaguars and the Tigers have become arch rivals. They're in the same conference, at least for another year, in Conference 20. J.R. Tucker 0-1 after being shut out by Henrico. Glen Allen beating Caroline to give Coach Keelan Mayo his first varsity head coaching victory. It is the Tigers and Jaguars tomorrow night, and we'll have updates on that one for Twitter from Shore because my daughter will be at that game. Lee Davis starts their new era under Ryan Turnage as head coach as they take on Mountain View at home in their opener. Mills Godwin starts their season on Friday night, but they got to go to Monacan, and Monacan was the team that knocked off defending 4A state champion Dinwiddie last week on Friday night, 18-13 the final. The Chiefs will have things to say about the 4A playoffs this year and would love to start 2-0 with a home win over a Godwin team that finished well last year, got spanked in the first round of the playoffs by LC Bird, but have a great quarterback coming back who's only a sophomore, and things looking up for Mills Godwin's program. That should be a good game. 0-1 Caroline comes into town to face 1-0 Henrico. Season openers for both Clover Hill and Prince George. They play each other at Prince George Friday night. Dinwiddie looks to get on track after that upset loss to Monacan as they go down to Williamsburg to take on Jamestown in Jamestown's season opener. Jamestown was where Ryan Turnage was head coach for 5 or 6 years prior to coming to Lee Davis. There was a year or two in between those positions. 0-1 Petersburg is at 0-1 Huguenot, two teams trying to get their first win. John Marshall starts their new era with their new head coach on the road down I-64 at Booker T. Washington. They are 0-1, having been thumped in their regular season opener. TJ losing to Colonial Heights last week. They go to Armstrong for the Wildcats opener Friday. George Wythe is at Monticello, opener for both teams. Midlothian looks to get on the scoreboard and try to get their first win as they host Powhatan Friday night. Hopewell starts their season at home against Grafton, a traditional rivalry northeast of Richmond, as New Kent goes to King William, and that'll be coming up Friday night. Amelia is at Bruton, and in the private school ranks, Collegiate at Trinity Episcopal. That game is scheduled to air on 102.9 FM, WHAN, Friday afternoon, 3:45 p.m. So tune in to listen to the Collegiate Cougars as they take on Trinity Episcopal and their new wide receiver, Travion Armstrong, the transfer from Metoaka. Three games on Saturday, Benedictine 0-1. They are at Bishop Sullivan. St. Stephen's St. Agnes comes into town to play St. Christopher's, and Blessed Sacrament Huguenot, they're 1-1 in the season. They are at North Cross. Hermitage, Verina, Colonial Heights are all using this week as their byes. All of them are 1-0. Hermitage number 3, Verina number 5 in our NBC 12 top 10 NBC 12 WHAN Radio top 10 football poll. Got my thinking mixed up here for a second, which tells me in my mind it's time for me to wrap up the podcast. So here in Central Region Now, had a chance today to cover a lot of things going on. I know there's a lot of other things going on as well in terms of volleyball. Big weekend this past weekend at Richmond Volleyball Club with the Virginia Volleyball Showcase and some teams in the area performing very well, including the Glen Allen girls, who are now 6-1 on this young season and are kind of an emerging team. The Hanover girls volleyball team performing well. The Atlee girls volleyball team will be just fine, too. It's going to be a really good year in girls volleyball here in the area. LC Bird across town. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch volleyball. Field hockey is in full swing. Lee Davis make it state semis last year. They're struggling early. They're 0-2. Strong start for Midlothian. Pretty good start for Hanover. Monacan had a good start, took a tough loss against Cosby on Wednesday night. Cosby off to a very good start, no surprise there. And so looking forward to covering that. And then cross country, lots of teams getting their first meets in Saturday across the Commonwealth. Good luck to all the cross country runners as the outdoor season begins. Then we pause and go indoors in the winter, and then we come back outdoors for track and field in the spring. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Join us again next week. At least once a week, we will be updating Central Region Now, the only podcast in the Richmond area dedicated to Richmond area sports, courtesy of your friends at HCS Media Network. And of course, you can download our podcast anytime at hcsmedianetwork.podbean.com. That's podbean.com. hcsmedianetwork.podbean.com. Central Region Now is an exclusive presentation of HCS Media LLC, of which HCS Media Network is a division of. This is for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of this broadcast for commercial purposes without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is prohibited. I'm Rob Witham. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you live Friday night on 102.9 FM and on HCS Media Network for Patrick Henry at Hanover. And as always, talk to you 24/7 on Twitter at Seafield Sports, at Henrico Sports, and at Hanover Sports. Have a good day, everybody.